And in the words of Mr. Fab, who said some time ago, I got the North, I got the East, got the West with me. So I suggest that you Negroes do not mess with me. What is going on? Welcome to the West Coast Greatest Voice. How you doing? How you feeling? Thank you for participating in the family. Participating in the family. I know some of y'all keep mentioning how I have an odd way of pronouncing words in English. My English is not the best. I'm working with what I have to work with, okay? Let's hop right into the topics. So, I, as of late, have made quite a few videos being critical of the crime that is taking place in Oakland, in the town. Shout out to the town. Shout out to the Deep East and Northwest. We do a whoop. Shout out to those very confused children who came to Elk Grove, California, in the early 2000s, and was telling people that they were from South Oakland. Yes, there are some people who really do think there's such a thing as a South Oakland. No, there is not. But I have been really critical of the crimes taking place there, be it burglary, be it assaults. I had a video that went fairly viral 2 weeks ago on me talking about that street vendor that was robbed at gunpoint, the Peruvian man. And I do like that they did the whole event, you know, donated to him, the GoFundMe, et cetera, et cetera. I hope they've taken that money and possibly got him somewhere nice to live, because from what I'm understand, he had no place to stay while he was still working. But there was a situation that took place a few days ago, and I want to have a mature conversation about this. Because it speaks to what was at the root of my issue and my frustration with the crime taking place in said city of Oakland, California. So there is an independent high school, which you would call it, an alternative education program being started off. Well, it's been started, but it's off of MacArthur Boulevard. It's an independent high school called the Freedom School, started by this group called Homies Empowerment. In essence, it is a, they're going to have their first month being open next month. For those who are looking for work, be it as a teacher, be it as a supervisor, just someone in the office, they are still looking for people to be employed. They're, in essence, a school for at-risk youth in the city of Oakland. About 30 students they can have there. You know, keep in mind, this is an independent school. It is not government funded, so they do not have the funds to have a 400 or 500 kids there, go on field trips to the Discovery Museum and to Sonoma. They're just people with the dream, people with the, you know, trying to help the community, for lack of a better term. So a few days ago, somebody broke into their shit. Just going to keep wondering, somebody broke into their shit. Stole 8 laptops, 2 projectors, a power saw, 4 microphones. The security system was broken, and as well as doing $4,600 of damage to the doors. Keep in mind, this is an independent school, independently funded program. This is not a government funded school. So, for the most part, everything that they are doing out there, everything that they're doing is coming out of the pocket. I'm pretty sure there are some city grants that come into play, but a lot of that is coming out of the pocket. What touched me, because, you know, of course, KTVU reported with them, Fox News reported on it, was when they were talking to one of the co-founders of the school, one of the instructors, who said, you know, regardless of whether we don't have the books, whether we don't have the laptops, whether we don't have anything, we are doing this for the kids, and we are still going to be open. We are doing this for the community, and we are still going to be open. I respect that man wholeheartedly. I was trying to learn a little bit more about the program, not just the school, but as well as the organization behind the school, to kind of get something about their idea. In essence, they are saying that the purpose of their school is to show kids that they have them be educated somewhere where they feel represented at, be a safeguard, to be a safe place for people who are growing up in neighborhoods where they are at risk of gang violence or et cetera, et cetera. The reason why, at Oakland Police Department, from what I understand, they are investigating this right now as we speak, hopefully to get it done. The reason why I wanted to talk about this, and also add to that, they have a GoFundMe page on their Instagram. If you go to Homies Empowerment on Instagram, they're on there. The reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I understand that, I do think some people have gotten to me about this, my criticism on crime, my criticism on burglary, people who steal, people who rob, people who bip cars for recreational purposes, is pretty rough. When I was reading the It's the Bay Instagram page.com when they posted about this story, I saw some people saying, you know, bro, that's fucked up. How you gonna treat the kids like that? That's fucked up, bro. They doing this for the kids, bro. That's an independent school. They trying to help the kids. How you gonna do that to the community, bro? And a lot of, I'll say, some people who are in that vibe, who are have that same kind of commentary, were mad at me about my comments about the thieves who robbed that man at gunpoint who was pushing a ice cream car through the street selling ice cream. If you were mad at me about that situation, about my comments on the on those kids who robbed that street vendor at gunpoint, pulled a gun out on this senior citizen and robbed him, then, but you're mad about this situation, I want to add that there's an underlying issue that lies in both of these, which is these crimes are done at the cost of certain things to certain other groups. You're robbing these street vendors at the cost of the $300 that ain't shit, but really that's what they made the whole, that's, it ain't been, listen, this has been a hot summer in California. They spent that whole goddamn day out there trying to make that money. You're taking money out of their pocket. Possibly, let's take that guy out of the situation, got robbed. You're taking it out of his kid's pocket for somebody who has kids. With the situation with the school, you are taking, when you are taking those laptops, these projectors, et cetera, once again, I'm going to keep emphasizing this. This is an independent school program. They ain't got the money to just be losing and throwing like that. So with that being said, you are inepting it, making it hard for them to meet the educational needs for the kids that they are trying to save in your said community. Them same kids are going to go to that damn school. I promise you, whoever stole that shit, live in the same community as those kids who are going to that school. Or who that school is targeting and trying to help and trying to lift up. Crime is an issue everywhere you go. Crime is an issue everywhere you go. It is not just a Deep East Oakland specific thing. It is not just a San Francisco thing. It is not just a Vallejo thing or a Stockton thing. But for those of us who do live in these communities, there is a certain aspect of we need to treat this like this is the biggest problem because it affects us the most. It affects people who looks like us the most. People of color, people of our appearance, whatever you want to call us, you know? So, if you want to donate to the school, like I said, I'm gonna put the GoFundMe link in the stuff for this video. But, and to be fair, honestly, you have a real conversation. It is fairly possible that the people who stole those items were kids themselves. It is fairly possible that the kids who stole those items were kids themselves. But regardless of that, it is still doing damage to those who are just, you know, trying to help, bro. You know, the reason why I'm giving this situation so much light is because when I was growing up, I do feel whether I lived in Alabama, whether I lived in Vallejo Unified School District at a certain point, we had like the worst test scores in the Bay Area. Like we was like just retarded. But I think in large part, I don't think it was a reflection of our lack of intelligence more than just a big disconnect in between the teachers and the students. And I think that's what you see. And I think that's what you're seeing anywhere you go, honestly, you know, particularly when you go to the hood. You know, when you go to the hood, there's always like a disconnect in between the kids and the teachers. So I'm praying that this program, for what I've seen, I went to their Instagram, I saw a few of the things that they do, I saw a few of the recreational programs they participate in outside of education, and they seem passionate. And so, you know, I'm open to having any of them come on my platform and interview and just have a conversation about this because I do want to see more of these making that bridge connection to the youth, you know? Yeah. So with that being said, much love, peace, and chicken grease. This is the West Coast Greatest Voice. Thank you for listening to me. This will be one of my videos, and I'll, we'll touch back later.